Are you ready, Mr. Sessions?
Increase in annual leave taken by employees since they cannot earn more than 240 hours. In addition, any policy on sick leave caps should be compared to the current disability program held by the county. That's the summary of the fiscal note for the original proposal from the county executive.
Supervisor DeBrun, is that clear enough for you?
And the substitute resolution is what the committee adopted, and that fiscal note is, does that need to be changed? Is that correct? Is the $10,000?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the $10,000, the fiscal note relating to the $10,000 savings would apply to the substitute resolution. There is no fiscal note for the amendment. The amendment would pretty much capture Mr. Mansky's original estimate on the county executive's proposals.
So the amendment would have the $25,000 savings in 2011 and $50,000 savings in 2012?
That's my understanding.
Chairman,
let me send it back. We got time.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to.
If I could clarify, it would mirror Mr. Mansky's statement, except with respect to 2011, because the change wouldn't go into effect until January 1. So the 2012 portion of the fiscal note, the subsequent year, would be the same as Mr. Mansky. But the only change is that instead of implementing it immediately, it's January 1. And so that portion of the savings. So effectively, $25,000 we're giving up by the delay. And to your other point about why is the savings so small, it's so small in these close-in years because of the changes are all delayed. So the cap would be delayed till January 1, 12. The vacation changes are delayed till January 1, 13. And so it's in those outlying years that are not part of the fiscal note where you would see the most savings. So even with the revised fiscal note, you will not see that.
Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do you still want Mrs. Session?
No, I'm okay. I just want to make a statement. I support capping this benefit, and I respect that a lot of folks are trying to work out the best way to try and deal with it. The problem is we don't have enough information in front of us, a clear fiscal note. I think that's really treading down a dangerous path. These are benefits that we're either taking or giving employees, and to not have a fiscal note for that's attached to the amendment, as well as more clarity. I would request that, or I'll make a motion to refer this item back to committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The motion has been through send it back to the committee. Are there any discussion on that matter? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisor Spittle.
No.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
DeBrun.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
No.
Haas.
No.
Harris.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bryce.
No.
Roman West.
Aye.
Sanfilippo. Schmidt.
No.
Thomas.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye. I'm going with Supervisor Smith. He said he had a committee to take and review the stuff.
10 ayes, 9 noes,
matter is referred. Supervisor DeBrun had more wisdom. Are there any other, I guess we're finished with personnel? Okay, moving along.